Metro Schools has initiated a deep search for wasteful spending. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports a team of top finance officials is scrutinizing every contract worth more than $100,000.
Superintendent Sean Joseph has been on the job 3 months with a budget he inherited. He says looking for savings mid-year could be shocking at first. There's never a perfect time to look for cuts, he says. But Joseph figures there's some money that could be used better within the district's budget of more than $800 million a year.
A lot of times when you have a budget as large as ours, you have vendors that have just been here for years that are just here, and we constantly renew just because.
Joseph says he's looking for reading programs that haven't paid off or curriculum that no one's using anymore. He says he doesn't anticipate finding mountains of waste. He just wants to verify that big expenditures can be tied directly to student success. Last week, Joseph also instituted a temporary travel freeze to make sure trips are improving what goes on in the classroom. The self-examination comes as Joseph's own contract and those of his top lieutenants have come under scrutiny. They've received pay raises compared to their predecessors and perks like take-home cars. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.